Welcome to the Ministry Talk Podcast, where we have real talks about all aspects of ministry, both good and bad. Welcome back to another episode of our podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to continue the conversation about the five-prong approach of outreach that we started. It's been exciting to hear the conversations that we're having, also the questions and stuff that are coming in. We're excited to look at those as well. We're going to continue with the prong of personal touch and why personal touch and the relationships that we have with the community members that the Lord has given us to reach out to, why that is so important, and how allowing things of the world or influences of the world to influence our outreach as well, and how that plays a role inside of that. So before we jump into it, if you can introduce yourself once again, guys, as we go through this.
All right. I'm Abraham, and I work on here with the media.
That's all.
And do everything Pastor Hal says that he needs. Yeah.
And
there we go.
There we go.
See all the notes here.
Yeah, do everything Ruth Ann says.
That's right. Oh, yeah. That's right.
J.D. Howell, and I am the senior pastor here at First Baptist Church.
Ryan Ruppel, youth pastor here at the church.
Danny Galdamez, I am the principal at Bridgeport Baptist Academy, and then one of the assistant pastors here as well, and also the host of this podcast because Pastor Al told me I had to. So we're all having a good time with
Yay!
That as well.
Yay!
it's exciting to be able to do this. I know, as we probably said before in a previous podcast, it's awesome for the Lord to give us the opportunity to do this. And it's exciting already what the Lord has done with this podcast. It's been exciting to see. So in starting the conversation with personal touch, Pastor Hal, if you could share why in the different prongs that you have in outreach, why personal touch is one of them and
right.
So important.
And let me just back up one step from that, just in case you're just picking up or don't remember some of the other episodes. Outreach obviously is the main heartbeat of a Christian and the main heartbeat of Jesus Christ, where he wants those who don't know Jesus Christ to know Jesus Christ, all right? And that is really our main purpose on earth as a Christian. As we glorify God, we tell others about Jesus Christ. And I want everyone, like you guys do, and hopefully you do as well, I want everyone to know Jesus Christ and to see the blessings that he brings, the peace that he brings, and all of these benefits and eternal life. And so it is a heartbeat, it is a goal, it is a mission. I mean, like, it is a big deal. Mm-hmm. It's not just, hey, I work at a church, so let me try to proselytize people. And I guess that gets a bad connotation because other religions do that. Mm-hmm. They're like, hey, let me come to your house and let me give you some of these lessons because then you will come to our church and give us money and all these things. And that is obviously a part of church, all right, attendance and money and giving for sure, all right? But that's not the heartbeat. The heartbeat is I want you to know Jesus Christ and introduce you to him. So that's kind of the outreach prongs. And each of these prongs, and now with the personal touch, how does that touch? Now, the reason that's important is because what I have read and what I've seen to be true is the main reason that people will come to church and the main reason that doors are opened to give someone the good news about Jesus Christ is because of a personal relationship.
Yep.
Now, statistically, they say that 86% of all people who come to church come because a friend or a coworker or someone they know invited them.
Yeah.
So statistically that happens, but like I've seen it where I've invited people who I don't know, they may or may not come. Mm-hmm. But it's a difference when it's like, hey, you're my friend, would you come to church? And across the church auditorium, week in, week out, people will come because there's a personal touch on somebody.
Yeah.
So I think that's why as we start this particular conversation, and also as far as when we talk about Jesus Christ himself, someone who knows you personally, you've seen perhaps someone who has turned and given their life to Jesus Christ, and it's different. And now you're like, wait a second, why don't you do this anymore? Why don't you talk this way anymore? Mm-hmm. Why is every Sunday morning you drive off with your family to go somewhere? Like, what's going on here? And so there's some questions that can happen inside of the personal. So I think that's the context that it still is so important and one of the best ways people come to church or know Jesus Christ because of a personal touch.
Yeah. As we get, I guess, as Pastor Al mentioned, deeper into this conversation of personal touch, for Brother Abraham and Pastor Ryan, maybe give some examples in your ministry here on how maybe personal touch is so important in having somebody attend here church.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that, you know, we've heard it said many, many times, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Mm-hmm.
And that is part of it, the personal connection, It doesn't, not taking away from, like you said, all the other means of outreach, but in addition to that, trying to make sure that you are investing in people, whether it be outside of the church, mm-hmm. and then trying to bring them in and being a witness to them, or even within the church. And I think of this Sunday at church, we had a few visitors that came with Pastor Hall's brother, Anthony, mm-hmm. and he got them here. And afterwards, a bunch of us singles, well, I'm not single, but a bunch of these singles, I teach their
class. Maybe once your wife listens to this
right,
podcast.
That's right. Cut that out. That's
right. But a bunch of the singles will go out to dinner with me after church, and they joined us. And two out of the three of them, the third one said they're already saved, and two of them got saved while we were sitting there in Arby's. And I really do believe part of the reason that they did is because of the personal connection, right? We spent some time together hanging out, talking about what they were interested in and just having a good time. So it could be like within the realm of the church, like once someone's here, trying to build a personal connection. But then the other side of that is like going out into the world and making friends with people, right? It could be your neighbor. It could be somebody that, you know, you play sports with or play games with. Whatever it may be, looking for those people, building connections with them, and then utilizing those connections for the glory of God and to further the kingdom of God, I think is so important. And, you know, creating influence and then using that influence for God's glory.
Yeah. One of the wonderful things about the Savior is he doesn't ask you to do something that he's not never done himself.
Amen.
We look at the life of Jesus Christ and we see that he had a lot of personal touches with people. Think of the woman at the well, right? He waited for her for that personal touch with her. Think of the lepers, right? That he would actually have some personal touches with them because he understood the power of personal touch. You alluded to that when you talked about going into the highways and byways of life.
Yeah.
It's something that I'm, especially with the disciple being over the discipleship part of the church now, is something that I'm seeing that a lot of people come to church, especially a church this size, and if they don't feel connected, they tend to disconnect because they don't feel anybody knows them, anybody wants to, you know. And our church do a wonderful job of doing that, by the way, people connecting. But there's something different with touching them once a week. Say, hey, glad to see you in church this week. You want to go out to lunch sometime? It's like, wow, really? Like, you actually want to connect with me? And sometimes you don't even talk about scriptures. You just work your way to that part where they open up. Like you said, people don't really care how much you know, right? Till they know how much you care. And it's just really cool to be able to see how personal touch, even from the Lord Jesus Christ, opens doors for to be able to touch people's hearts.
So, with this conversation, I think another avenue of it that has come out in churches nowadays is with this personal touch and building personal relationships. Do I have to look like they do in order to reach them, right? And it's sort of got in the name as it's out there, right, with that lifestyle evangelism. Is it good or is it bad, right? And then, you know, Pastor Hal, if you can share your thoughts on that.
All right, so kind of what happens is we think if someone looks at us and we're different, then we'll have no connection with them.
Sure.
Right? The fact is, if we're honest with life, we're all different on some level, period. Like, forget Christians and non-Christians or Catholics. It doesn't matter what. We're all different. Like, at this table, we all look different. We all talk different. We have different sense of humor. Some of us are funny. Some are not. So just, like, reality of life. And you probably won't ever see it, but a few moments ago, there was a mistake that Brother Abraham made, and they're going to cut it out.
That's going to be cut, too.
And see, the thing is this. You will see all my mistakes, but his, he'll edit and post it and cut out. That's just, what you know, we're all different. So I think it is a wrong thought process when we think, boy, no one will listen if I don't look and act exactly the same.
Sure.
I can't act some ways because of what the Bible teaches me because I love Jesus Christ. There are certain activities I cannot do in a good conscience before God. And if that hinders, my connection with people, then it has to be, but it usually doesn't. And I have had great time, and I have so many friends, and some of you are going to listen to this podcast, and you are my dear friends. But you have to know something, like, I absolutely care about you spiritually. And one of my avenues is I get to coach some soccer. My boys play soccer, and I love it. And I have so many friends in the soccer community in this area, and it's just a joy in my heart. I love soccer, first of all, and I love winning in soccer as well. But soccer is merely just one avenue I have because I care about all these kids and the adults and the parents. And if you're listening, all the parents, I care about you spiritually. Like, it's absolutely, like, in my heartbeat, like, I hope we win a soccer and I hope we crush teams. Like, awesome. But if that's all that happens and no one ever thinks twice about Jesus Christ,
sure,
then soccer's a waste of my life. All right. Mm-hmm. And it's not mm-hmm. mutually exclusive. So,
yeah.
With that, inside of caring about people, I think that's what they see inside of these relationships that we're forming with people inside of church and outside of church, right? The genuine care about their spiritual lives versus everything that's superficial.
Yeah.
I think that's what makes those connections even deeper sometimes without them knowing and without even us knowing. I've gotten text messages and phone calls from people like, you know, thanks for praying for me or thanks just for having a conversation with me in the back of church. And genuinely caring about their spiritual future, and especially when it comes in light of eternity, it's just so important how it does bring you closer together when you show that side of it inside of your conversations, inside of your lifestyle as well, versus all of it being just superficial with this and that and everything that the world is trying to bring into our churches and making it superficial, because then the touch then isn't genuine with that. So moving into that, you know, for all of us here, can we share some things maybe on how, for those that are listening, pastors or church members, how can we build genuine connections, not just superficial connections, but genuine connections in building these relations of personal touches that you guys have? Anything you guys can share?
Yeah. The verse says, I think it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. I believe as a Christian, you know, I think we were talking about this earlier, you are in the world. You can't say, you know, I'm going to put this bubble around me and not be affected by anything around me. It's just not possible.
Right.
While you're in the world, what kind of light are you shining? Here's an example that I think kind of hits home for me. I just got my wisdom tooth pulled out 2 weeks ago, and it was not a pleasant experience, I guess I'll say. The first side went good. The second side started healing, and then it got really bad. And my wife called the doctor on a Saturday and said, hey, this guy's going through a lot of pain. Can you come in? Usually he never does that. And he came in, looked at it, gave me something to relieve the pain. And as he was leaving, he goes, you know, the only reason why I did this, because you're a really nice guy.
No.
You know, and in my mind, it's like I just tried to be a light. I just tried to be respectful. Yeah. I just tried to be a light. Maybe the Lord's going to open the door there for me to be able to witness to him. I have no idea. But it's just one of those things where it's like in everyday life, people are looking at you. What kind of light are you shining personally, right? Like you said, not just this worldly, superficial, I'm just everything to everybody. But this is me. I'm a Christian, and I'm shining a light for Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's good. I agree, like, as far as, like, just being different, right? In those circles, whether it be at a soccer game or, like, I play board games. Mm-hmm. And when you're in those moments.
Weirdo.
In those moments,
being different than
other people are, than the people around you. When a call doesn't go your way, right? And not acting the way most people would act in those moments. And being a light in those ways so that then people are more willing to listen to you. Unfortunately, I mean, even when you go out soul winning, I've talked to a lot of people that they would probably listen to the gospel if it weren't for the Christians that they've interacted with in their life. And maybe the people that they're calling Christians aren't even really what we would call Christians, right? But the fact of the matter is there are people who are claiming to be followers of Christ, and they have acted in ways that have just completely turned people off to the gospel, to Jesus Christ, to God. And the important thing is that as we interact with people, that we act in a way that we can have that testimony, but then also that also doesn't help if they don't even know that we're Christians, right? It doesn't, if you're acting different than everybody else, but you're not willing to share with people the gospel and share with people the fact of who you are in Christ and as a Christian, then you're also missing half of the puzzle.
Absolutely.
You have to be willing to share. And I think many times actually that is the part that's missing in what people call lifestyle evangelism, is that they're like, well, if I'm just the light all the time and I'm just, then eventually, you know, somebody will ask me, well, that may never come. You may have to, you may have to be the one to bring it up.
Yep.
You need to be willing to share the gospel and to talk to people about Jesus Christ. Because without that, then like just doing nice things for people, not that it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
But like you're missing the point.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. With that in mind, when it comes to these genuine connections, as Pastor Ryan was saying, how can you transition that, right? Maybe, again, listeners are saying, man, I'm trying to be a light and I'm sharing the gospel, but how can I transition that and saying like, all right, now you got to come to church, right? Yeah. Here's the invitation. Because that's scary for all of us, right? Mm-hmm. Putting yourself out there, you know, I've been working on building this relationship. I feel like the Lord wants me to ask them or share the gospel. Scary. So yeah, a lot of it is faith and overcoming that fear with the faith that God has given us. But yeah, how maybe some tips or tricks on, yeah, this is how you can do it, or here's a step you can take, or, you know, things like that.
So for me, and if you're listening to this and you know me from the community, like I am not afraid to cross that bridge in a second. Now, not in a mean way, but I'm going to wear who Jesus Christ is as plainly and as clearly and as quickly as I can. I think a good friend of mine who's out of the area now, but I got to lift weights with for a number of years. And the first day we were lifting weights, I mean, just a beast of a man and helped me really with some powerlifting things. I still lift the same way. I mentioned, listen, I'm a Christian, I'm a pastor, but I want you to come to church. I want to introduce you to Jesus Christ. And then it wasn't that every day when we lifted weights, we lifted 4 or 5 days a week together, that I'm like, hey, you know, poke. But I'm praying for him, and like, I want everyone to know, I really care about you spiritually. Like, I want you to know Jesus Christ because he's real, and he's a real deal in my life. And hopefully I'm different because of it. And those who are in the soccer community now, you know that I'll ask you like spiritual questions. I'll invite you to church and I make no bones about it. Like, come to church. Like, I love this church. Besides the pastor, it's really, really good. And that guy, I can't stand him. But I'm not going to hide behind that. And so my thought is I build a bridge to cross a bridge. And to cross a bridge is, listen, let me introduce you to Jesus Christ. And that may look different for a little different people. Perhaps you're not going to come to church the next Sunday and then give your life to Jesus Christ and be the pastor of the church, right? All in one Sunday, right? Okay, well, let's walk down that path together. And if you want to talk about the Bible, like, I'm all in. And so for me, I try to cross that bridge pretty quick. And like, this is where I'm at. And then I'm not hitting you over the head with it, but it is a real thing in my life that I really want people around me to know Jesus Christ and the friends that I have and the kids and the parents and adults, because he's real and the Christianity is real. And for pastors, right, that's the other issue, pastors, where we're like, hey, we need to isolate, all right? Because if we know someone who doesn't know Jesus, boy, they're going to take our kids and they're going to live for the devil. They're going to have bad twos. And so I would say this, if we're isolationists, then there's no chance for salvation.
Yeah, exactly.
Like we're like, hey, we're like in a compound, like a cult. That's a scary thought. And if we're infiltrated, where we act just like everybody else, then there's no salt and light.
Yeah.
There's no difference. So
the difference there. No, yeah, that's awesome. To me, one of the things that I've seen in that, the willingness to share the gospel with others, of course, I think everybody who's listening would agree, if you have a relationship with the Lord, like, yeah, I'm supposed to be a light and I'm trying my best to be salt in the world and following Jesus Christ inside of that. But I think it's, for me, the biggest thing has been God changed my life. I want to share that with you because he can change your life as well. Versus, yeah, God changed my life and I want to keep it to myself.
That's right.
I would be a bad friend for the friends I have at this table. Man, there's $1 million out there for everybody who goes, right? Outside, somebody put it in the ground. But I'm going to keep that. Yeah, right?
We're going
to I'm going to keep that to myself. Yeah. And then a few years from now, it's like, man, why'd you not tell me this?
Yeah.
Right? And I think, as Pastor Al mentioned there at the end, we do have a lot of churches, sadly, that are keeping it to themselves for fear being the biggest reason. But yet missing out on the goodness that God can bring to the people. And we know he can. But yet keeping it to ourselves. And in these personal relationships, we miss so many things that God can do because of fear or a lack of faith, as the Bible teaches us, right? Where Jesus Christ wasn't able to do things because of a lack of faith. And how we can miss on those.
Going back to the story of the woman at the well also, right? After she had that personal conversation with Jesus Christ, she went back and she said, come see a man that told me pretty much everything about my life. And I think a lot of Christians, we get scared because we don't want to put ourselves out in the limelight, right? Sure. To be that person that says, hey, like you said, he's changed me and he can change you as well, you know? And it's something that even in my personal life, it's one of those things like you want to be the cool guy that everybody likes to talk to. And sometimes that conversation in your high is like, that's not going to work, right? You don't want them to look at you as the religious fanatic. But if you just switch the lenses to actually see that, no, you're not. You're actually, you love them so much.
Yeah.
You're telling them, you're caring about their soul. You personally want them to see the saving grace of Jesus Christ. That completely changes everything and changes the way you look at it.
And I think that's where maybe, I know for sure that genuine connection comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Where somebody, it's like, wait, no, he's telling me this because he cares about me.
He loves me, yep.
Yeah, not because he's, you know, trying to ruin my life.
Exactly.
No, it's because he really, really cares about me. And that's why for all of us, we have to be willing to share Jesus with others.
That's right. Right.
Because we do care about, because Jesus commands us to care about this world and to share Jesus Christ with everybody, but inside of those personal connections as well.
Yeah. Like you said, the crossing that bridge, mm-hmm. I think happens naturally when you're passionate about mm-hmm. something.
Yeah.
You know, we're willing to be different and have hot takes. Things that don't really matter, mm-hmm. right? Like we're the sole fan of a sports team and we'll make all the ruckus about it and talk about it and we don't care if we're different. But then when it comes to the thing that matters most, many times we're like, well, you don't want to be different than those around you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're passionate about it and you believe it, you're going to. You know, somebody texted me today that got to lead a coworker to Christ today.
Wow. Amen.
And really, at the end of the day, it's because he's passionate and he believes and he's willing to share, right? And the opportunity arose. He's helping out his coworker with something and they started having a conversation about life and boom, they're here. Well, if we're going to talk about life, then like, here's the answer and bringing it up. And if you're passionate about Jesus Christ and you believe it, then it's going to become rather natural to bring that into light, to bring that conversation up in moments when it's appropriate.
Pastor Ouellette, which is a great soul winner, one of the taglines he uses that every single time I've been with him and he uses this, it just catches the person out of, you know, they have not expecting it. You know, lady comes up to serve us food or get our orders and he says, hey, has someone told you today that God loves you?
Yeah.
And they go like, they've never heard that today, right? But that's a personal touch. Oh, God loves me, right? And he gives her the gospel in less than a minute. And you can see them processing it as they walk away. Just feel the power of a personal touch there. Yeah. So,
question, Pat, because I feel like Pastor Howell does a great job with this.
Yeah.
He really does. For pastors out there and church members, what are, like, and I would talk about some of them, but like, what are some ways that they can actively seek out connections with people for the glory of God? Do you have any ideas for people? What are some ways that people could do that?
So I think it's looking for what fits in your life.
Yeah.
All right. There's all of us have different talents. We're all different, right? And maybe the way that I can meet people, maybe you're not a weightlifter and you don't like to lift weights. So fine. Like whatever. Who cares? But maybe you like to ride a bike. So join a bike club and ride with people. One, you get in shape, which is wonderful.
Sure.
And two, you meet people. You get a chance to talk about Jesus Christ. Or you like to run. Maybe you like to play board games. Like, awesome. Maybe you like soccer or basketball. Or maybe you like to knit things. Like the possibilities are endless, but we have to be focused in, listen, let me use maybe any kind of talent or desire that I have for God.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking when you're talking how Jesus Christ ate, the Bible says, with sinners and publicans.
Yeah.
All right, people that were obviously bad people. All right, and I wouldn't even say that all my people that I know are bad people, but Jesus like went for like sinners and publicans where they were religious leaders. What was interesting is they accused him of being like that, but they never confused him with being like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So like they're like, you shouldn't do that, but they never got him confused that Jesus was like a
that's
publican
right.
or something.
That's right.
So I think that's important for us to remember that one, that Jesus set the example for us. And so to the pastors who tend to be isolationist sometimes, like stop.
Yeah.
Like meet some people and jump right in, but just make sure that the accusation may come where, why are you hanging out with those type of people? But that's a terrible accusation.
Yeah.
But you can't be confused.
Yeah.
And I want people to know that, I love Jesus. He's number one. And, questions I've got, hey, can I buy you a beer? And I'm like, I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
I believe that Jesus teaches this. So like, okay, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. And it doesn't offend me or offend them. I'm not bashing over the head with what their choices are. But I'm just like, hey, listen, Jesus says this to me.
Yeah.
But I absolutely care. So I would say to the pastors, like, get out the door and meet some people and connect with them, because God has given each one of us, right? Yeah. And I look at you guys, like you said, in the board games, that's been a great connection for you. Yeah. And you have a good time doing it.
Yeah.
You know? Brother Goldemus here is a phenomenal athlete, like basketball and all these things. I mean, his body's broken now, like knees and everything. And he whines a lot about it. But and I know that you've had a chance to witness mm-hmm. to people and talk about Jesus, at the same time, play basketball and like have some great feats in that too. And you know, in soccer and Brother Abraham with the media stuff. I mean, phenomenal. Like, any video work you see, it's this guy, and he's had connections through that as well. So it's like the Lord has uniquely gifted us. So find ways he's gifted you.
Yeah, and we live in a world where there's so many things out there yeah, that sure, we yeah. can be a part of.
Yeah, right. right.
That we can jump in mm-hmm. knowing that this is a great opportunity for me to share what has changed my life
mm-hmm. yeah.
in Jesus Christ
yeah.
and enjoying it at the same time. Yeah. Which is an awesome opportunity that the Lord has given us to be able to do that. I guess as we end the podcast for this episode, Pastor Al, if you would have maybe some ending thoughts of maybe something the Lord's put on your heart, or even maybe ending this for us this afternoon.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I'm really passionate about this because like this has to be our heartbeat. It has to be on mission for us mm-hmm. and for every Christian out there. And it's not a hammer which we thereby smash people over the head and like, turn to Jesus, turn to Jesus. Though, to be honest with you, I wish it could be sometimes
yeah.
because I know what he offers and what he brings, and I wish you could force people to conversation. But listen, to all Christians, if we don't believe it, if we don't love him,
yeah.
then we will not be able to convince anyone to come to Jesus Christ. We will not be able to turn them. If we are not all in,
yeah. Yeah.
no one will want what we have. Mm-hmm. But I hope those who know me and those who know these guys and the staff here know that we're not perfect.
Yeah.
Like, if you know me well at all, I'm not perfect, never claimed to be, but I love Jesus. And right. and I know what he does and answers to prayers, and I know how he brings supernatural help in life, and how and beyond that, there's eternity with God forever and ever. I know what difference it makes in my family. Like, I have a wonderful wife because of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Like, no other reason. And if there's any good in my kids, and sometimes people are like, hey, your kids are respectful and your kids work hard, it's because of Jesus Christ. All right? And some have come back and I'll say that, but like, no, well, you're good parents. Well, that's because of Jesus Christ.
Right.
I am not naturally a good parent. Like, I pray regularly, Lord, help me not mess up these kids.
Yeah.
Different podcast, yeah. different topic. But yeah. like, if we're not passionate about that, and I read the Bible, and I see, of course, Jesus Christ was passionate about his message. But then you have the apostles, and you have the disciples, and they went everywhere telling everyone about Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And they lived it, and they breathed it, and they saw others turn toward it, and it hurt their heart when people didn't.
Yeah.
And so we just have to get that renewed passion from the Lord to choose yeah. to push forward and for his cause and see what God will do through us.
Yeah. Thank you once again for joining us for this episode of Ministry Talk. Any questions or thoughts you have, or maybe some things you want to shoot our way, there's an email in the description down below. Thanks once again for joining us, for all the guys here, and God bless you.